G'day everyone, Ian here. Just thought I'd drop in and say g'day and fill you in what I've been up to. As you can probably hear in the background, I'm thundering along the motorway at 110 kilometres an hour heading back to Brisbane from Sydney. Been why a week, just a little bit over a week. I went down to Bundanoon, which is a little township a couple of hours south of Sydney in the Highlands, Southern Highlands, the start of the hills. They get a little bit of snow down there in the middle of winter, so it's got a couple of thousand feet elevation. But I was down there for a little tango festival, just a very social weekend. I mentioned that in the previous audio boot, which I discovered this morning hadn't uploaded 4 days ago when I was down there. Friggin' audio boom. I hate that company. I no longer use the app. I've disengaged from it. I listen to everybody via RSS now, and I'm recording this on my Rode recorder on my iPhone, which, as a matter of fact, as I speak to you, I'm recording using an adapter that I bought from Rode, which means that I've jacked into the headphone jack, and I'm using my stereo lapel mic directly into the headphone jack, and I notice it's not recording in stereo, it's recording in mono, but that's okay, it's good enough for voice. Because I've had a gutful of the Audioboo app, and I'm just going to avoid it, I think, from now on, other than maybe really desperate situations. I would love it to work. I heard Pilgrim Chris saying that we should this app exists and we should be able to use it, but it's just a dog of an app, and the very reason why I occasionally listen to other content on Audioboo, which got me to do what Audioboo wants me to do, listen to other content, it has now broken the app so much I don't do it at all. So not only have they pushed me away, I've now unsubscribed as a pro user, I'm down to only 10 minutes, so I've got to squeeze these into 10 minutes, and I've basically disengaged with the app entirely, and I'm going to upload this to SoundCloud and then eventually probably upload it manually to Audio Boom so that my boo buddies can get a chance to hear what I'm saying, because you may not be following me over at SoundCloud. But basically I'm disengaging with everything Audio Boom that I can. So anyway, so I've been down south. I just had a rant about that Audio Boo I put up only this morning, a few hours ago. But I'm heading north. I have just dropped in for the most sublime bite to eat for lunch. It's now 1:45 in the afternoon, and I thought I want to check out this roadside stop called Oliver's. I discovered them on Facebook about 12 months ago, but I hadn't done a road trip to Sydney, so I didn't have a chance to use them for a long time. So I made a point of dropping in for lunch, and it's the single first time that I have been able to eat roadside food that is wonderful, healthy, delicious, tasty, convenient, reasonably priced, just wonderful. And it's so nice that at last somebody has got around to doing it. I just hope their business model succeeds. It was at a roadside stop. There was a large service station there, Caltex. There was also a Macca's. There was also another normal truck stop, sort of privately owned place, Billabong or, I don't know, something or other. And there was Oliver's. And they weren't doing a roaring trade, not like the Macca's was, but they were doing a good, solid trade. And I'm really pleased. I just hope they succeed. I had a chicken wrap with lots of vegetables in it. It was tasty. It was lovely. Doing the whole organic, good for your food. Had a coffee to go with it. And their little gimmick, which is, do you want fries with that type thing? Well, their version of the fries, instead of getting a cup of fries, you get a cup of green beans that have been blanched and just dusted with a little bit of salt. And they're shockingly tasty. Like, I'm a serious chip munchie. I love my potato chips, crisps, whatever you want to call them, and deep, full, fatted fried chips. I love them. It's one of my Achilles' heels. And steamed beans, you know, like, come on, guys, do you really think I'm going to embrace this? They were friggin' spectacular. I'm so surprised. They steam them, like I said. They're hot. The really raw Christmas is knocked off them, but they're still crunchy. And the salt makes them flavours them. Oh, spectacular. I'm really surprised they tasted as good as they do. And I've got a healthy diet, but I really didn't expect to enjoy them that much. Great coffee. All the other foods that they got there. I bought myself a muesli-type bar for the on the road and a nice cola drink. All high quality, just tremendous. Oliver's, they've got quite a few franchises have opened up and down in Victoria, I heard. There's only a couple around Sydney here, and there's none up Brisbane way. I hope they succeed. Just so nice to have really excellent, high quality food for a change. So that's what I'm doing. I'm heading north. I'm going to drive about 6 hours today and get back up to my friend Brett's place, which is in a little township called Bellingen. I've mentioned Bellingen on Audio Boo previously. 12 months ago, I was staying with Brett in a piece of paradise. All the Audio Boos I put up around that time were referring to staying in paradise. Well, it's very much like that. So I'm going to drop in and see them again. Bellingen's a good halfway stop for me heading north. It's about a 10, 11, 12-hour drive, depending on how hard I go. From Sydney to Brisbane, I can do it in one drive. I've done it many times. It's not as easy these days as I'm getting a little bit older. It is getting easier because I listen to podcasts and I find them so much more invigorating rather than just watching the white line go past. But if I can, it's wonderful to swing in and see Brett and Sandy and spend a night with them. On the way down, I spent 3 nights with them, so I've already caught up with them considerably. But I'm going to just have a short visit on the way back. It's great coming down. We had stiflingly hot days. It was 40 degrees, 41 degrees a couple of days, and we'd get up at 8 o'clock, say, a bit of a lazy old day, and we'd just start sweating. And by 10 o'clock, we've got our shirts off, and Sandy's in a pair of bikinis, and we're just sort of slowly flagging in the heat and stepping in and out of the outdoor shower, just getting wet and staying wet until we dry off and then stepping back into it. It's just abysmal, that sort of heat. One day we went up to, you ready for this? What's it called? The Never Never Creek. We went to the Never Never Creek to have a swim. Freshwater creek. The water wasn't overly deep because they're in drought at the moment, but it was just sublime, and we were the only ones there, so we got our gear off and went for a swim. Just a little piece of paradise. It was wonderful. So that's what I did on the way down. And then I continued on to Sydney, where I caught up with a few people. I might just stop this recording here because I'm up to 8 1/4 minutes, even though I'm recording it on road, and I'm going to start again, so stay tuned for part 2.